Static.
Hey, Bob, I'm Static Show. This is Bob.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to the new year. This is Miles.
Miles, the new year.
Miles, new year. 2009 is here, so...
Go figure. Go figure.
Yeah. New year.
What?
Yeah. New year, man.
Happy New Year. You know, my wife told me, she goes, oh, you know, it's the new year. You guys should do some type of compilation thing. And I'm like, and who's going to pull that together?
Yeah, that's good. That's good. That was funny.
Yeah, exactly. I'm like, that's going to be me. So
yeah, that's me, you doing like 100% of the work.
Yeah, exactly. So I'm like, I don't know if I feel like doing it.
Why don't
that.
You get started on that, actually? And, that's
yeah, by 2010, we'll have 2008 done.
Yeah. Like all of our funniest bits.
Yeah, all the funny pieces. The problem is not actually pulling the funny pieces. It's wading through all the shit.
Yeah, I know.
To get to
all
the
gems
piece.
Out of all the shit.
Right. Be like trying to find that, you know, precious stone that your baby swallowed after eating, you know, a bunch of strained peas or something.
Picking the corn out of the poo or something. Right?
Yeah, exactly. Well, it's not even, like one kernel.
Yeah. Yeah. That's
so,
true.
You know what I mean?
Well, someday.
Yeah, so I kind of vetoed that, but I thought I would bore everybody for just a minute here and, you know, explain to them that this is, we're done with 10 years now, so this is beginning, yeah. No, we've got 10 years under our belt here as of today, or actually a couple of days ago, but yeah, isn't that funny?
We actually had a request to talk about our past in a little bit.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I almost forgot
all
about
that.
I don't know. Maybe, I don't know. We'll see. But but this is 10. That's why there's a number. I put a little number 10. If you look at if you actually go to the website, not through the RSS or something, staticradio.com, you'll see there's a 10 up there on the banner there, and that's because it's been 10 years now. 10 years.
10 years of funny stories. Wow.
10 years of, internet radio before there was really internet radio, kind of. I mean, everybody's like podcasts and everything. That's only been around for like 4 years or something like that. So, anyway.
Every show has been a killer show, too.
Every
show has killed.
Out of the ballpark every week.
Pretty much, yeah.
It's just kind of funny. We actually we did our first recording. I don't know if you'll remember. I do. I'll ask you. You tell me when we. Now I'm talking about when we did our very first recording for this little idea that is turned into Static Radio. Do you remember, sir?
No.
You don't?
No.
Well, now I feel like, the psycho bitch girlfriend who's...
Yeah,
do you remember the time that we first held hands?
Oh, no, I don't remember.
It was...
I mean, I do, but I don't, actually.
It was Thanksgiving 1998.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
Yeah, it was over that Thanksgiving weekend.
Thanksgiving 1998.
And finished our family stuff. We talked on the phone. This is, pre my children, but I think you had a kid at that point.
Right, I was just getting out of some drug therapy,
There you go, see?
Yeah.
Yeah, just getting out of rehab and...
dropping some interferon, yeah. Dropping some interferon.
But this was the little idea that I had. We talked together and said, well, let's do this. And so we recorded some stuff on, believe it or not, cassette tapes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So 10 years. Wow.
The first year was all recorded to cassette, believe it or not.
Yeah.
And soon after that, we got more digital in our approach. So, but yeah, it was just amazing.
the telephone too.
Yeah, it was all via telephone until the last few years. But
we're Skyping it.
Skyping it. Yeah. I don't know. I think the telephone was better.
I kind of like the telephone sound a little bit better, I guess.
Yeah. Well,
sounds like a bad call-in, like radio show.
Yeah.
I'll hang up for my answer. Thank you.
That's right. Well, you didn't hear me breathing as much either, so I didn't get so many people complaining about my asthmatic tendencies. And when we did it on that speakerphone,
yeah.
And actually, I've lost that speakerphone now, so I don't
know.
Oh yeah,
the speakerphone. Yeah, we did the speakerphone.
Yeah, for a lot of the time, but so
and
yeah.
We've only done the show once face to face.
Right, only once. Everything's been mostly over the internet or over the phone.
Like, we've never been in the same vicinity, even.
We actually had more than one opportunity, but only one time did we actually record. I think it was at my house. Down here in the basement recently. It's been within the last, probably the last 5 years.
That was awkward. Yeah, that was very
Yeah,
awkward.
I didn't like it as much. It didn't really have that...
Yeah, I didn't even want to look at you when I was doing it.
I know.
I felt ashamed and dirty when I was doing it.
Yeah, giggle fest here.
I actually have my pants off when I do this.
Oh, nice. I believe we had a little bit of a peanut gallery at the time when we were doing that. So.
Yeah, I don't like to have people around.
I usually, most of the time I'm by myself, or if every once in a while my wife will be sitting here reading or something. That's about it.
I don't like them.
Or like last week, yelling at the dogs.
Yeah, or when my parents are here, and like my mom will be doing the laundry, and I want to tell some story, yeah. You know, some dirty story, and then I'm like,
Let me tell you about the time that Miles was trying to get it on with his grandmother.
Oh, man, you have so tried. That one time you had an opportunity to talk to my mom, and my mom refused to do it.
I know, she hates
it. And looking back now, I wish she would have done it just to say, you know, to tell you in person that she thinks you're an asshole. But
well, that's... I know that she thinks I'm an ass. But that's
she asked me to relay that to you several years ago.
Yeah, I know. You did. You're a dutiful son.
And yes, a boy's best friend is his mother.
Miles.
My mommy said you're an a-hole.
Miles wouldn't hurt a fly.
Right. That's where that's from. That's right. Psycho.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, yeah. So 10 years.
10 years. Yeah, we should probably do something. I don't know.
Have we covered, like, every topic under the sun in 10 years?
Oh, no. I don't think so, because...
don't think so?
I can... whenever the mood strikes me, I can throw out, even off the recording,
throw out
a story that seems to really interest you.
Yeah.
I think one of my former stories that you seem to have latched onto was a certain bathroom escapade that I had had been involved in, and you just think that's the most interesting thing in the world. I don't know why, but
which was weird because you were like on the receiving end.
I think everybody's gonna get the wrong idea on that.
That was your first experience with roofies, I think. I don't know. No, that's a great story. I love that story.
I did not have any roofies or anything.
Sleep in a room and some dude was doing some chick. And
that's a whole other story. Yeah, that wasn't in the bathroom.
I love that story. That's a great story.
That one I can tell. I fell asleep. Yeah. I'll tell it real quick here. I'll just tell some old thing. I was at a party at a friend's house, and he had a cool setup with two couches, which is unusual because most people can't, you know, at that time in your late teens, early 20s kind of situation. It's all Salvation Army furniture, and to actually have two couches is kind of a coup. Mm-hmm. And I passed out, essentially, on one couch.
I hope you weren't in the couch that was like a stinky couch.
Oh, they were probably both just filthy. I mean, considering what I woke up to,
yeah,
I was probably laying in, you know, last week's jizz.
Yeah, so. They had to do some Luminol on that. It looked like Smurf City. Yeah,
exactly. So luckily I have my coat on because I was getting ready to leave, which is probably a good thing that I didn't actually make it out the door, considering that I passed out on the couch.
Uh-huh.
I probably wasn't in no shape to drive.
Yeah.
And I fell asleep with my coat on on this couch. But a couple hours later, I was awakened to a friend of mine having a conversation with a young lady. It was like, you know, how's the weather kind of conversation. It was probably one of the most boring conversations I've ever encountered. And it made even more poignant by the, you know, how boring it was even more poignant by the fact that when I opened my eyes finally, because I was really out of it, he was screwing her.
There's
on the other couch.
I don't know why. There's something just twisted and funny about
that. But there wasn't any kind of, like, sexy talk to it. It wasn't anything like you would... It was like he was, you know, what he needed, what he needed in the store. This, you know, would you like me to go get you something in the store? You know. he was... And she's like, oh, I don't know. You know... Do you like pina coladas?
Do you think we should have picked up some rubbers before we did this?
Yeah, I think he was. I think he wasn't. He wasn't doing that. I didn't get a close look. I'm not telling you. I got any kind of. I was really quite embarrassed, to be honest with you. When I finally kind of got out of my groggy state and realized that I wasn't sitting next to people having a conversation, but people screwing, I made my exit.
He was like, hey, Bob, you want to hit this too?
No, he didn't.
High five each other.
it was like, I'm trying to think of who's somebody who is known to be like, is really boring. It would be like having Bob Newhart screwing some girl on the couch. I was thinking about getting some new sneakers. What kind of sneakers do you like? I mean, it's totally unerotic and if this were like a movie, like a porno movie, everybody would be like asking for the money back, you know.
Would it be too pervy to ask what position they were
Oh, it was missionary, so.
It was okay.
So even that was boring, right?
Yeah, no, I mean,
it is too pervy, to be honest with you, but yes, I'll answer your question, you pervy.
Well, I know there's a few pervs, you know, listening to the show.
That was even more boring because, I mean, the world was, I mean, she was obviously drunk. We were all drunk. I mean, it was just a terrible, terrible drinking, you know, kind of thing.
Yeah.
If not something else as well, if not, you know, other things. And, you know, she was just... probably open to anything, and this is the only thing he did. Let's lay here and talk about, you know, my wardrobe while I'm... It was the most boring... I mean, when I opened my eyes, I could not believe that they were actually doing anything because it sounded so benign.
Hey, man, I like your Stevie Nicks t-shirt. Yeah,
the only reason that I could figure it out was because of the motion and she had her legs up in the air and...
Whoa!
There was none of that. It was just talk.
There was like no like who's your daddy?
No,
or...
it was just like you know, a conversation you have on the bus or something.
You think Governor Thompson will be reelected?
Yeah, exactly.
Well, I don't know. Maybe.
I don't know. He's a good governor. I think he's not so crooked. Yeah. But yeah, it was like that.
Wow, that's awkward. I just the whole awkward setup to that. I don't know. There's something funny about it.
Well, I'm just glad. I mean, you think how many ways that could have gone wrong, you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
It could have been on me, for instance, while I passed out. You know?
Yeah.
And from what I can recall, they were mostly clothed, other than they both pulled their pants down, as far as I can tell. So, I mean, there wasn't, you know, even any kind of, like, you know... upper body nudity going on that I could see in my quick glance over there.
It's like some bad softcore movie you're watching or something.
Oh, it wasn't even that. It was like, you know, some kind of abstinence film or something. I don't know.
Okay, we're just dry humping. It's all right.
Yeah, no, they weren't dry humping. It was...
Hey, Bob, you don't have to leave. It's all good.
It's all good. Yeah, I talked to my friend later, and I'm like, you know, what the hell were you doing? You know, and he's like, "Oh, I didn't know you were there." I'm like, "I'm on the couch."
Oh, come on, dude, come on.
I like, yeah, exactly. He's like, "No, I didn't know." And I'm like, you know, it's like, dude, you know.
Probably was his cousin or something. He's like,
I knew the girl too. So
I don't want anyone to know I did my cousin.
I knew the girl too, so it wasn't that.
Gosh.
Yeah, I don't ever remember asking her anything, to be honest with you. But
yeah.
I seen her later, you know. I said hi.
Was she like?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. No, because no, it was. You know, he might. For all I know, you know, if I wouldn't have saw her there, he could have just been fucking a pillow. For all I know.
Hey, pillow.
Hey, pillow.
You like that other pillow?
Yeah. Have you heard the new song by Bananarama?
Oh my god, that's funny.
It was cold outside because I was wearing a coat, so I know that it was cold during the winter months. So.
Honey, it's cold outside.
So yeah, that's just a bizarre old story there. But
I love that. Yeah,
that was I probably get a few more. I'm not tapped out on the bizarre stories from my youth, my misspent youth.
Zipping up your junk outside.
Yes, I did that at another party. Yes.
Funny story too.
I was very. I shouldn't have been drinking so much, and evidently I got a little. Got a little ahead of myself.
Yeah.
The withdrawal didn't happen as quickly as the zipper did, so I will tell you that I was probably fairly sober after that, because I had to forcibly unzip myself then. I did not want to go walking back to the party with the zipped up wiener.
Why so serious?
That's right. I don't know. Could it be that, you know, I've zipped up my wiener?
You know how I got these scars on my wiener? I was at a party drunk.
YKK. Do those initials mean anything to you? Batman.
Oh, my goodness. That was...
Yeah, this isn't a nylon zipper. This is metal. Cold, hard metal. It's like sticking your wiener in a bear trap. Jeez, you've already heard this. You're laughing now.
I know, they're funny, man. They're funny killer. After 10 years, still funny.
I only did that once, believe me. I'm like, oh my gosh.
Oh, let's hope so.
I really had to go, though, I guess, is the deal. You know?
Damn. I got 3 pulp pee holes now. Oh.
I'm like a watering pot for flowers. They call me the shower head.
Bob, could you water our azaleas off?
Yeah, philodendrons need a little water. They're dry.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that was a bad night. Good thing, you know, I kept up my non-getting laid streak, so it didn't really affect me.
Yeah, I guess that took you out of the running there for a day or two.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I'm fine down there. Don't mind those little scabs.
Hey, Bob, you want to hit this?
Uh-uh. No, thanks.
No, thanks. I got problems.
Nice. Well, I guess tonight's just memory lane or something, because we're just about at our 20 here, so.
Looks like you got train tracks on your wiener.
Yeah, look at that. What are you shooting heroin in your dick or what? I don't think we're showing any signs of slowing. I don't even think I've ever actually told. Have I told that story on the recorded? I don't think I have. So
I don't know. There's so much good stuff off the air that never makes it to the air. Then, like, the lame stories that actually make it to the air.
Yeah, exactly.
What's a Walmart and bought bubble gum.
Yeah. People ignored me.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Killer story about zipping yourself up doesn't make it, you know.
Well, it's just, you know, if you wouldn't have brought it up, I don't think I would have. It's a tad embarrassing.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, knock on wood, I still fathered a couple kids, so I was all right, you know.
There you go.
But I'm pretty sure of mine. I mean, there's not a lot of doubts, at least on one of them. So.
Yeah.
But you know, that's not necessarily what you open up conversation with. You know?
Yeah.
So hey, how many of you guys have zipped up your wiener and your zipper? How many?
Yeah.
Everybody's hand goes up.
Yeah.
No, I don't think so. It's not like a. It's not like one of those little. one of those groups that you meet with, you know, guys who've zipped themselves up.
Well,
I did it back in 1987.
There was a guy that refused to be friends with me because he swears I said cunning lingus to him.
Well, I thought it was a proposition.
My initial meeting with him.
Yeah, well, that would be you, yes. I believe that's on your Facebook page.
Yeah, pretty much.
Welcome, Cunning Lingus. That's a greeting for you and your family.
Can't lick them, join them.
Hey, sis, Cunning Lingus to you.
Eating and cheating.
What are you, like Clintonite or what? Oh my goodness! So anyway, I guess we'll wrap up this week with just those.
So happy 10 years!
I guess so. So stay tuned. Maybe we'll have some more. I don't know.
Maybe we'll actually have a story next.
Yeah, maybe we'll get back to stories next week.
All right.
All right. I'll talk to you then.
Out.